live in a one-bedroom apartment. And my boyfriend, who we call the Egyptian on the show, owns his own house. So since I've been dating him, anytime that my friends have came up here to visit from Louisville, where I'm from, they have always stayed at his house. And so my best friend and her husband are here on Saturday night, and we go out to Harry and Izzy's and have a really nice meal. There was a famous race car driver eating in there, too, who was on Dancing with the Stars. Now I can't remember what his name is, but he was in there, which was kind of cool.
Sorry, that's the only place, like, if I go somewhere, I'm more focused on the cocktail shrimp than I am anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, you could say this celebrity, I'm like, shrimp?
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Love Harry and Izzy's on the show, and we love St. Elmo's. But so we go out to eat. We go back to the Egyptian's house, and we all, like, play some games. And then my friend's husband goes upstairs, and he, like, starts getting ready for bed before any of us, okay? So he yells down the stairs to me and my girlfriend, "Hey, babe, I put the toothbrush on the sink."
I knew it. The.
He said, "The toothbrush." And I said, I looked at her, and I said, "What does he mean, the toothbrush?" And she's like, "Oh, well, our toothbrush." And I said, "What do you mean, our toothbrush?" She said, "Well, we share a toothbrush. Like, you know, we're husband and wife. We make out. We swap spit. Why wouldn't we share a toothbrush? What's gross about that?" And the Egyptian and I were dry heaving. I mean, that is the grossest thing to me of all time. Of all time.
If I was you or the Egyptian, especially Egyptian in his house, I'm like, get out.
Yeah, leave.
Go get an Airbnb, rent something. You are not allowed in this house.
And they just swore up and down that this was normal, that so many couples share toothbrush. And I said, I beg to differ. There's not a chance.
317-239-1009. Does any couple, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever you are, do you share a toothbrush, or is there anything else that you're sharing? Live the web, girl. Please don't tell me that you and Jewel Daddy are sharing a toothbrush. You're giving
there's me a- no, there's not a chance. Jewel Daddy is the biggest germaphobe in the world, but I will say, me and my best friend in the entire world, I've used her toothbrush.
That is so vile. That is so vile.
Times.
That is sick.
I know it's gross, but like I, at the time, didn't think it was that gross, and I really needed a toothbrush. I think it's grosser not to brush my teeth. And
use your finger. You use your finger.
That's gross. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it's gross, but it's better than someone else's gunk.
Liv, look what Alex did. She used her own finger. It's gross if you're using your roommate's finger, but if you're using your own finger,
no, I think that's gross because your mouth doesn't get clean. Yes, I used my best friend's toothbrush a couple times, more than once, but I didn't think it was that gross. She was my best friend in the entire world.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. I'm going to puke right now. Who are we talking to right now on the Joe and Alex show? Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily from Greenwood.
Emily, did you just throw up? Sorry if you did.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, disgusting.
So you're not sharing your toothbrush with your significant other then?
Oh my God, no. If, like, I had my girlfriend's toothbrush one time by accident, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
Alex, does your girlfriend and her guy, do they floss their teeth too?
No, they're not sharing the same floss.
Okay, so, hey, let me borrow your floss pick. That's great. Hey, there's a piece of dinner. Thanks.
See, that's the thing is she said, well, it's all the same. Like, if you kiss and everything, you're swapping germs.
No,
what's
not
the difference? I said, the difference is scraping off somebody else's bad breath, tongue gunk, and then you using that same, like, there is nothing more disgusting to me than this.
If you don't have two toothbrush, you should do something where maybe you just only use mouthwash. Not every time, but just for that particular circumstance, you don't share that. If I ever found out that my wife used my toothbrush, I don't even want to
you're
say
you're throwing it away. You're getting a new one.
Oh, I would. I'm saying even more than that. Like, I might call an attorney.
Like, just
like
because you're married doesn't mean you have to share everything. Like, that's my thing.
Brett's in Castleton, and I agree with you, Alex. Do you share a toothbrush or anything?
No, I couldn't even share a hairbrush.
Okay, well, I think you could share a hairbrush. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I couldn't. I mean, it's just DNA, period. It's disgusting.
I don't have a problem with hairbrushes, but I do have a problem with sharing deodorant with somebody, whether they're my girlfriend or not. That grosses me out.
I've seen it before. I've seen it in the locker room at school.
Now, wait, okay. Brett, let me ask you and let me ask Alex. Go into the deodorant thing. I was younger. My mom, I actually fell in love with it. I don't use it anymore, but secret deodorant is really good. I was out of my Old Spice. So what I did is I just like scraped off the top layer of my mom's deodorant and I used that. And sometimes I do that with my wife because I don't want to.
I know people who said that too. Like, they, I've been to where I had the day where I wasn't smelling all that great, and somebody told me to scrape off the top layer. I'm like, no, I'll just wait till lunch break and I'll just go to the gas station and pick me up my own.
Yeah, as long as it's not pit to pit, I think you're okay right there. Let's go to Rick P. this morning on the east side. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you share a toothbrush or anything like that?
Well, not necessarily, but sometimes I go over to my girlfriend's house and she uses a rag to clean her body with, you know, and other extremities on her body parts. And I haven't left a toothbrush at her house in a few months, so occasionally I'll use that rag to clean my teeth.
Ew!
Yummy! And it feels so good, baby.
Ew! What is going on? Well, you know what? The show is canceled. We're done. I'm going home. Liv the Window's going home. Joe is going home. It's over.
Wow.
That's the last thing I was expecting.